A Boys Induction RBC Style. Written and copyright by Rubberbound Cop. November 2, 2016. Categories: audiobooks, blog, bondage, boots, rubber, stories. Our adventure takes off after the boy, when the BOI breaks, finally arrived, having endured a 5-hour drive which should have only been under a 2-hour drive. The boy was instructed to strip completely and then I would be in to place some gear on him. Little did he know what would be installed. Since a recent chastity device I had custom made was way too small for me, and no response from the maker, I decided to see if it would fit his 3-0 waist, and it did so on. It would stay complete with the leg braces that came with it. Once locked on, he was instructed to head downstairs, boots in tow, and wait for me in the dungeon. When he arrived to the dungeon, he was to put on his boots and wait. When I got down there, he was way too chatty, so on went a gag and a few accessories to keep his mind focused on being a boy and not lacing his boots as in the style I ordered him to do, such as my metal collar, handcuffs, shackles, wedge gag, clover style tit clamps, leather blindfold, and a nice rubber cap to top of these items. A weight was added to the tit clamps to minimize his sudden movements. He was then to be on his knees till the next stage. As it would be, he could not seem to not stop touching the chastity, so it became necessary to connect a chain from the gag to the handcuffs. A rubber leash was added to aid in leading him around since he was denied sight. This would lead to a long term of torment. When it came time for a break, he was granted the ability to see, so he was led to the mirror and then the blindfold was removed. He was allowed to admire himself for a small duration. During his admire break, he was allowed to get himself worked up, but as he would find out, every movement would not be noticed, as the chastity reminded him that only getting semi-hard would be allowed, and the cable that ran tightly up his ass would finish, reminding him he'd be kept in a contained horny state but not able to get off. Eventually the chastity would win and he would be defeated. Defeated and worn out, he would be confined to the cage to collect his thoughts, or so he thought. Prior to entering the cage, he was equipped with a S10 rubber gas mask, allowing him to take a few minutes to acclimate to the cage before attaching a long tube to the gas mask and connecting the other end of it to the bubbler system nicknamed the Mind Eraser. This would be used to clear his mind and allow him to only focus on being the most submissive boy he could be. Starting with just breathing through the orange liquid, which led to calming him down and putting him in the correct mindset. This would then be followed with the introduction of some treats added to his breathing, which sent him into an ultimate horny state, forcing him to squirm aggressively and non-stop. This would go on for a long time with very small breaks before repeating till he only knew two responses, one grunt for yes and two grunts for no. Later in the evening, he was allowed to have a food break. On the menu was his favorite dish, an assortment of Reese's candies. The only catch is he was not allowed to use his hand paws. He was only allowed to use his mouth to eat them from the dish. He did very well and managed to finish every piece. Afterwards, once the dish was empty, he was to bring it over to me, but again no hands were allowed to ever touch the dish. This would prove to be a challenge for the boy, but he figured it out and only managed to drop it a couple of times. Of course, each drop and the dish was thrown back to where he started from. As a reward, he was allowed to serve as my footstool for a bit as I relaxed. During his pose as a stool, he would be punished for prior mishaps. This consisted of pulling on the belt of the chastity to really make sure the cable was at a maximum wedgie status. He was warned for each flinch he made, an extra 15 minutes would be added to his furniture state. Some 60 minutes later, he was given permission to start prepping for bed, as he would spending the night in the cage. First he had to gather a few items and put his toys away for the night. Once this was to my satisfactory, he would be allowed to prep the cage for sleeping in. But as luck would have it, as he was prepping the cage for a night of rest, he finally noticed the mess that he overlooked and had dried on his pillow. He would have to clean it before being allowed to continue. The look and actions while he cleaned up this was beyond priceless, not to mention way too funny, could not stop laughing. He eventually finished and completed his task of setting up for bed and snuggled into his makeshift bed, checking on the boy in the middle of the night. At the morning after, seen here is the boy waking up. He would have to put the bedding away, all folded nicely and yes without using any hands. Once that task was accomplished, he was allowed to clean up and put some clothes on over the chastity as I took him out for breakfast. While at breakfast he was given various tasks such as barking in place of human words, eating all food and licking plate, etc. Once back at the house he was freed of the chastity belt and allowed to shower. He had to put on the super tight jeans and polo shirt he arrived in. His boots to be put on over the jeans and the red laces cinched tightly for his ride back to his place. Be sure to take a look through the galley below for all the original photos used in this post and ones not mentioned, so together the whole story comes to light. I had a great time with When the BOI Breaks and look forward to his return.